is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today, we're going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We're continuing a message that we started last week. And if you'd like to hear all of the message in this series, you can find them at our website, considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. Now, at the website, you'll also find a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you click on that link and send us where you're hearing the broadcast today and an address, will send you one of our little prayer journals. And we send out many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. These prayer journals are just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, or they'll easily fit into a purse or Bible case or something like that. You can take them with you, and as people ask for prayer, you can pull it out and write them down, or a place where you can just keep your own prayer requests and keep track of not only your prayer requests before God, but also mark them off when God answers those prayer requests. Now, they're absolutely free. We don't ask for any gifts. We don't ask for any offerings. If you'd like to do that, that's fine. Whatever God lays on your heart, God takes care of us. But if you'd like to receive one of the prayer journals, simply write to us. You can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or thirdly, you can just simply write to us here at Consider His Word Ministries. That would be our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. And I want to remind you that when you write to us, please include an address. We received again this week somebody that wrote and they said, I'd like to have a prayer journal. They were listening from somewhere in southern Ohio, but they did not give us an address. And so we're not able to send them out if we don't know where to send them. We appreciate the note. We appreciate you listening. But if you'd like to receive the prayer journal, make sure you include that address in your correspondence with us. We'll be happy to get those out to you. Now, we're continuing from last week in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I'm not going to read the whole passage again. Last week, I think we read down through verse 11 or 12. We're concentrating on verse 7. And so I want to go back and at least read down to verse 7 and read that far. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I'll start at verse 1. Solomon said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. And then verse 7 says, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. And then later down, remember in verse 11, he said that he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work of God that God maketh from the beginning to the end. What we're particularly talking about this week and last week was a time to be silent. We live in such a noisy world, and I know that here shortly it's going to get very noisy. At least it does around here as we approach the 4th of July and celebrate the 250th birthday of the United States. There'll be fireworks going all around, and I had a dog. I don't have him anymore. And, oh, he hated fireworks. He hated thunder, anything that was loud noise like that. He was a big dog, and boy, when that thunder started or them fireworks started, he'd go and he'd do one of two things. Either he'd try to climb into my lap, which he was too big, or he'd go hide under my desk. He hated that noise. The hard thing is finding a place where you can be silent. It's hard for us sometimes to sit in silence. We think that there's got to be noise going on all the time. That's why we listen to music in the car. Now we've got earbuds and we can just listen to music or listen to podcasts or listen to things just all the time, anywhere, everywhere. TVs, radios, computers, noise going on all the time. And oh, to find that place of silence. I think it's why there's that phrase that silence is golden, and sometimes it is, and sometimes we enjoy that moments of silence. And there are some times in the scripture that the Bible tells us we ought to be silent. I want to give you a few of them. I'm not sure we'll get through all of them today. I'm going to try. The first place is just in God's presence. Two verses, Habakkuk 2:20. Says, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Zechariah 2:13, be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Now listen, I know that there's going to be noise in heaven. There's going to be songs of praise. There's going to be shouts of worship. There's going to be noise there. So I don't think heaven is particularly a silent place all the time. But I believe that when we stand in the presence of the Lord, that he is so awesome and so wonderful that when we stand before him, we will stand in silence. We may even bow on our knees before him. I believe we will. The Bible says that one day every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow before the Lord. And we'll recognize who he is and realize, come to that realization of everything he has ever done. Recognizing he's the creator, almighty God. I think that when we stand before him, we will stand in silence. We stand before God in silence before his presence, but also sometimes in that moment when we are still before him. In silence, we fellowship with him. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And sometimes we'll pray. And when I talk about prayer, I'm not just talking about talking, but that we also listen to God in silence. We listen for his voice. Remember, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And when we pray, sometimes we ought to just stop and listen, rather than just talk. Sometimes, you know, we talk so much to God, and that's not a bad thing. We ought to talk to God. We ought to pray. But you realize that part of prayer is listening. Prayer is not just a one-way street. It ought to be a two-way conversation where, you know, when we pray, first of all, certainly we talk to God. And when I talk to God, I don't just mean asking for stuff. Somehow, many people think that prayer is just asking for stuff. And certainly that's a part of prayer. He said, let your request be made known unto God. But sometimes prayer is just talking to God, telling him what kind of day you had. Now, he knows, but he'll also listen. He said that his ear is not short and that he cannot listen. and he will listen when you talk to him. Tell him about the things that trouble you. Tell him about those anxieties. Tell him about those fears. Tell him about those frustrations, the things that just get you so frustrated. Talk to him about those things. And he said, let your request be made known to God. We can pray for those things. We also intercede when we pray for others. But listen, in that prayer, there ought to be a time and there ought to be some moments when we pray in silence. When Jesus was teaching about prayer over in Matthew chapter 6, he said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Imagine in that closet door there is silence. Maybe we ought to start our prayer that way. That when we come into that closet, now a closet doesn't mean go clean out your broom closet or your coat closet. The word closet here is talking about an inner room, maybe like a bedroom. I have known people that have set up a prayer closet in their house, a room where they would go and they have their Bible there and they have things on the wall that remind them about prayer and they keep their prayer list there and they're able to pray in that place. But imagine in that closet, in that private place, is a place of silence. No music, no traffic noise coming from the outside, just you and God. And maybe what we ought to think about is that when we come to the Lord in prayer, rather than just starting off talking, and asking, that we sit in silence before Him. Take a moment and recognize who it is you're talking to. You're not just talking to a buddy down the street. You're talking to the Creator. Awesome, mighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God. And sit before Him in worship and in silence, maybe even in tears. The psalmist said that He hears our cry. And you don't have to say anything because He knows your heart and He knows what is in your heart. And take those moments to be silent before Him, recognizing His presence, and then pouring your heart out to Him and listening to Him. Listening to His voice. He will give you direction. He will give you wisdom. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Sometimes what we need more than coming and talking is coming to God and listening. Listening for His direction. Listening for His wisdom. Listening for His help. And I would encourage you this week, get alone with God, because there is a time to keep silent.
Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
When you're staring at the bottom of an empty heart, in my